wakey, wakey, happy Tuesday, and there's a lot of responsibility that needs to happen today on Snow FM Breakfast.
Oh, we're having a responsible day.
Yeah, you got to drink responsibly, you got to gamble responsibly, you got to do all the things responsibly.
Oh, is there some major sporting events on today?
I don't know, you might have heard a little bit about it, Jordan. I know that you probably already had a little bit of a cheeky look at the numerous horses that are partaking.
May have studied the sweep guide, the form guide, got a couple of little tips that I'm interested in. Just want to see how the weather's going in Melbourne today.
Well, make sure you do everything responsibly. But right here on Snow FM Breakfast is the place where we can be irresponsible, of course.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Anyway, yesterday at this time, I told you that I had the worst possible start to my week walking through a massive spider's web.
Yeah, things looking up?
No, I did it again this morning.
Ah, rookie move.
The spider remade its home just outside my front door. Which is not the best place to make its home, not going to lie.
Have you identified the spider yet?
No. Ooh, I hope it's not one of the poisonous ones.
Fair enough. Selena Gomez right now, though. This is Look At Her Now, fresh music on Snow FM. Slide away, Miley Cyrus. She's gone quiet on the tabloids as well, Jordan. Not sure who she's dating at the moment.
I can tell you're worried.
She'll be on the side of milk cartons before long. Have you seen this woman?
Local police will be putting up pictures of a mugshot on on social media.
Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you before 7. Talking airport security because something, that you don't want to be found in your luggage has been found. This guy, well, what they thought was a gun.
Yeah.
That's one thing you probably shouldn't pack for your trip to Bali.
So they kind of put his bag through the metal scanner and they saw something that looked like a gun.
Yeah. So
but it wasn't.
Basically,
or was it a gun? Because that would be a really rubbish story. So they saw something that looked like a gun. They opened the bag. Oh, it's a gun.
Nope. Happens.
Good. Here's your 7 o'clock news. More after that.
Happened this morning. Basically, they thought there was a gun in the bag when they put it through the X-ray machine. However, closer inspection revealed
it was a gun.
No, revealed that it was a gun-shaped toilet paper roller. So you know how.
What?
Yeah. Weird. I know. So. You're familiar with the toilet paper going onto the roller?
Yes, Simo, I'm familiar with toilet paper. Yes, Simo, I know the general function of toilet paper.
Which way do you go? Are you away from the wall or are you?
I don't know.
Not
I don't
sure.
Care.
Okay, right. You just give me the paper.
Yeah.
All right. So, closer inspection. Basically, there's like a replica kind of pistol design, so that the paper is put over the top of the barrel of the gun and then spins from there, from the wall.
Oh, I see. So yeah. Why would someone take that on holiday?
It's very weird.
What have I got to take on holiday? Good, I got my Hawaiian shirt, my sunnies, my gun toilet roll holder.
Thank goodness.
So security stopped him, obviously, said, what's this? And then did they confiscate it or were they allowed to?
You're not allowed to take replica
Disappointing. Now you have
weapons.
To go and buy another one of them.
Yeah.
Where are you going to get another one?
Brings a whole nother meaning to, like, welcoming yourself to the gun show every morning. Portugal the Man on Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
And Simo, it's Melbourne Cup Day. Which means a lot of people will be out looking for a Melbourne Cup tip.
Horse chat.
Yes, horse chat will be happening a lot today. Not so much for the other 364 days of the year.
They've got hooves.
They've got four of them.
Yeah, that's all I got. I'm not that knowledgeable about the horses.
They're the big things that run in the race.
Actually, I got two in the backyard, so I should be aware of them.
Yeah, I hope you know more than they have hooves.
Yeah, about
I hope
that.
You know more like they need food and water because you're meant to be taking care of them.
They've got teeth, that's for sure.
Stay away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but Simo, someone at my old work proclaimed to always be able to pick the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
Global sweeping statement.
I know, and it is. And to be fair, I think in the last 10 years, he did pick the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
It's a remarkable run if he actually doesn't know anything about horses.
Oh, God, for the rest of the year, didn't mention horses at all. But here's the thing, he would always make it like a big event. So the race starts, I think it's about 3. So he would always start this person, Graham,
right.
Shall we say, for the purpose of this. That's his name, Graham in inverted commas.
Graham, we know you're up to something.
So this person on Melbourne Cup Day, as soon as he would get in at 9 o'clock, would go around the office and just speak about himself in third person. Just go, oh, Graham's Melbourne Cup tip happening at 2 o'clock. Melbourne Cup tip happening at 2 o'clock. The front desk, make sure you're there.
Oh,
I swear to God, I'm not making any part of the story up. So he kind of went around, Graham's Melbourne Cup tip, front desk, 2 o'clock, make sure you're there. about 10 minutes to go, we'd do another little round of the office saying, Graham's Melbourne Cup tip, just 10 minutes away. Make sure you're at the front desk.
Is Graham, does he also win Tool of the Week in the office when November rolls around?
Yeah, he did.
100%.
Anyway, so got to there, 2 o'clock. Got to everyone went to the front desk to hear Graham's Melbourne Cup tip because he was boast and say that he's done it for the last 10 years. So we go, right, is everyone here? Everyone's here? Yep, good, good, good. Okay. The following is Graham's Melbourne Cup tip. I tip that the winner will be either horse number 2, horse number 6, horse number 8, horse number 12, horse number 13, horse number 15, horse number 17, horse number 19, horse number 22, horse number 23, or horse number 24. So I'm just standing there watching, of course you get it every 10 years when you tip half the field.
Yeah, so he's got a few options there.
Yeah, and literally, so he would do this and then immediately run out to the local betting shop. Like, he would do this proper old school, get all the little paper tickets, come back, we'd watch the race, sit down, he'd be there, front row, all of his tickets laid out on the desk in front of him. Front row, the race would run, he's constantly checking his tickets, checking. The race would finish, the winner goes, and the winner is horse number such and such. It would be about a 10-second delay as he checked all of his tickets in front of him before finally going, I've won! I've done it again!
Graham, I've got not much to say to you, mate. I don't think I would want to hang out with you. Peking Duck, this is Sugar on Snow FM. Kalani featuring with Zed, that was Good Thing on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up.
And talking tattoos this morning, Simo.
Yeah, some tattoo chat involving $37,000. Too much?
$37,000 worth of tattoos.
Yeah,
maybe a tad too much.
Gone a bit overboard.
What tattoo can you get that costs $37,000?
I think it's just a lot of
them. I see. I was thinking it's just one big one.
Numerous. So she's from New South Wales. Her name is Amber. And she's gone in hard on the tattoos all over the bod.
Yeah.
On the face. Yes, no to a facial tattoo.
Post Malone rocks it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Barcodes?
No,
it's the future. She's also done, now the reason she's making headlines is because she's done...
Whoa, I've just seen the picture of her on your screen.
Yep.
That is...
quite a time.
Yes. God, I don't even know. There's more ink on her than there is parts of skin without ink.
Yeah, so it's the latest of a string of body modifications, which includes 200 tattoos. She's had her tongue slit and earlobes stretched, so a bit of work done.
Just a little bit.
But, like you say, it is extreme. She's had her eyeballs tattooed.
I mean, that looks... So, describing the picture. So, it's like... So, the white part of your eye...
Yeah.
She's had that tattooed a kind of light blue colour.
Yes.
I didn't even realise that was actually possible.
I mean, I have heard about people matching their hairstyles or their fashion, like their clothes, because there's fashions on the field today, right?
What, the Melbourne... Do you reckon people at the Melbourne Cup are going, oh, I don't feel great today, Sandra? It's, oh, why not? Oh, my eyeballs don't match my shoes.
It's probably...
They're just different colours.
Because that's the thing. People match their handbags with their dresses and all that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, I get that, but yeah. No one matches their eyeballs...
with their hair, so...
with their shirt.
So she's gone blue hair and blue... Yeah, eyeballs, which is an interesting turn of events.
How do you even, like, I've heard of, like, you can have laser eye surgery, obviously, to kind of help your sight. And, you know, getting a tattoo is a similar type of thing, is it? I don't know. Probably not. Actually, no, now I think about it, almost certainly not.
Well, apparently it is the tattoo artist that's done all her other tattoos that did it, and pumping some ink into the eyeball, 40-minute procedure, and she went blind for 3 weeks.
So you've got to wait for 3 weeks to work out whether it looks good or not.
Yeah, you can't see the work that's been done.
But just imagine the tattoo artist. I mean, admittedly, I'm not a tattoo artist, but I assume there's not a great line of people who want to have their eyeballs tattooed.
No.
So it's like, also, have you ever tattooed an eyeball before? No, this is my first one. Hopefully nothing goes wrong. Anyway, just close your eyes and we'll get this over and done. Actually, no, don't close your eyes.
Keep them open.
Keep them open and we'll get this over and done with.
There's not a lineup of people waiting for it to get done, but there's a lineup of people watching.
Imagine just her, like, rushing to the tattoo shop. Oh, I hope there's not a line. Oh, thank God there's not. I didn't want to queue up for ages.
She also refers to herself as the blue-eyed white dragon.
Yeah, that's the weird part this whole story.
Considering it's a Yu-Gi-Oh card. Well, imagine dragons. Let's get some dragons on. It's Time plays now on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you for your Tuesday. Another one on Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Tuesday. It's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota.
Hey, Simo, after the show pretty much every day, we always venture out and have a bit of a coffee and just chill out a little bit, have a break.
Have a bit of a review of this morning and, you know, chill out.
Well, Simo, I've noticed something which you don't do as we are walking to Z-Stated Coffee Shop. I mean, it's the sun's out, it's getting warmer. You kind of have to, you know, we're in Australia, so the sun's quite harsh. You have to protect yourself.
Probably why I walk much quicker than you.
You do walk quicker than me. That does annoy me.
Power walker.
But Simo, I've noticed that you don't wear your sunglasses while you're out and about around in the snowies.
You ready for this, Jordan? I don't own a pair of sunglasses.
Well, that would probably be why you don't wear them.
Correct.
But Simo, I mean, it's very concerning for me, this situation, because, you know, sunglasses are very important. They have to protect your eyes.
Okay.
And so I kind of got on the phone yesterday. I made a few calls. I had a chat to Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing the contacts I have.
Our fourth favourite Canadian.
I didn't tell him that, because otherwise he wouldn't answer my call. But I told him about the situation with you, and he was equally as concerned, so much so that me and him sat down, albeit over Skype, because he's in Canada, and rewrote one of his songs to try and persuade you to kind of wear your sunglasses.
Okay.
Unfortunately, like, I was hoping, because we do have the Biebs involved in this project.
Right.
I was hoping that we'd be able to get one of the later songs from the Biebs, one of the good ones.
Okay.
Unfortunately, though, even though Biebs is involved, they're still quite expensive to redo.
Yeah.
Because you have to pay rights and legal stuff and all this sort of stuff.
Okay.
So we had to go for one of the early ones, one of the early songs before his voice broke.
Oh.
So this is a prepubescent Bieber.
Okay.
And thankfully, he decided to recreate his prepubescent voice.
Oh, it's a
while
Jordan
singing.
It's a Jordan remix.
No, so this is Biebs.
Oh, right.
So this is Bieber. This is prepubescent Bieber singing Simo.
Okay.
To try and persuade you to wear your sunnies.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. The weather's warmer, the sun is out, need sun protection, of that no doubt. Sunscreen works well, go seek out shade, but wear your sunnies, otherwise your sun will fade. Simo from Breakfast doesn't wear them, the reason he thinks they look dumb. But Simo, you've got to protect your eyes. Going outside without them is not wise. Simo, wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, don't be dummy, dummy, dummy. No, go wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, go buy some from Calvin Klein. Klein, sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, you're acting crazy, crazy, crazy. No, wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, and your eyes will be fine, fine.
Good singing, Justin.
Thank you. Hey, Simo, I wanted to find out the benefits of wearing sunnies, so I thought I'd ring up an expert.
Dr. Blanc's dental surgery. Dr. Blanc speaking. Hello.
Oh, sorry. That's the dentist. No, I think I have the wrong number. I wanted to ring the optometrist.
Yes. No, we have an optometrist here as well. Do you want me to get Dr. Retina for you?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, I'm just kidding for you. Dr. Retina, it's a telephone call for you. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Dr. Retina?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, you sound a lot like Dr. Plark.
I'm his twin brother.
Oh, I see, I see. Fair enough. Well, it's Jordan here from Snow FM Breakfast. My breakfast co-host, Simo, he doesn't wear sunglasses. Now, I'm not an expert on this. You are. Would you be able to just give us some of the benefits of wearing sunnies?
Well, if he wants to prevent cataracts, he probably should wear sunglasses. Macular degeneration is also another one of those problems that you get with your eyeballs as well. Other stuff too, well, the safety for driving and also recovering from some sort of injuries as well. Plus, not only that, they're very stylish as well.
So what would you say to someone who doesn't wear sunglasses?
He's an idiot.
Fair enough. Thank you for your time, Dr. Retina.
Thank you.
Simo, wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, don't be lazy, lazy, lazy. No, wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, we can get you some online, line. Sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, you look like Jay-Z, Jay-Z, Jay-Z. Whoa, wear your sunnies, sunnies, sunnies. Oh, and then your eyes will be fine.
Whew.
See, Simo, the Biebs is on board with her wanting to make you wear your sunnies. So are you going to go out today and buy some and wear some?
I mean, if I don't have to hear that ever again...
That was a very long 3 minutes, wasn't it?
I haven't really got a choice today, I think.
Yeah, I do realise that we're playing this on a day when it is cloudy.
Yeah, like...
Perhaps wasn't the best choice of day.
Looking out the window now, I'm going to need them.
Yeah, those clouds are looking pretty bright.
But, Jordan, after that, where do we go to from here, I ask you?
Well, I mean, hopefully you wear sunnies, otherwise me and Biebs will have to release another song.
Please, no. Snow FM, this is Adam Lambert. Whew! The Hilltop Hoods exit sign on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up. Got to be well on the way to the workday. 20 minutes to 9 and Grease is the word. Yep. Bit of a throwback. Did Mum make you watch this one?
I don't think Mum made me, but I certainly watched it.
Yeah, my Mum made me watch all these kinds of musical movies, bit of culture.
You were a musical child. You were in musicals.
Through no fault of my own, Jordan.
No, you were up there singing and jazz handsing away on stage.
Mum just was really keen to be a stage mother, and she got her wish.
Until Simo was 18.
I'm done.
I'm done with this.
I threw my ballet shoes on the floor.
I'm done with this. I want to wake up early and sit in a small room talking into microphones. It's just what I want to do, Mum. Just let me live my life.
And the life of Olivia Newton-John has been put on auction. So the property of all of her stuff, she's had a big garage sale, but... I mean, it becomes an auction when you're famous, I guess.
I mean, Olivia Newton-John, she's Aussie. I would love if, like, in Hollywood or wherever she lives, she just got out a bit of cardboard and just got some texters, just wrote garage sale and just chucked that on the front of the front fence. Garage sale, arrow pointing towards the gate, and 12 p.m. Sunday.
Yeah, well, all of her stalkers out the front of the yard have just gone, finally!
I know. I've been sitting in this bush for 6 months!
The items sold for...
So she's done a bit of a garage sale type thing. If she's famous, do you reckon she's taking it up to the next level? Do you reckon she's got like a sausage sizzle going at the same time or not?
I don't know, Jordan.
Go full out Aussie.
Oh, dear. $3.5 million was made from Olivia Newton-John's auction.
I think that's a bit more than John Sharon's garage sale around the corner.
Yeah, big time. And all of the money went to, well, her foundation as well, which is really good, Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Centre. But the iconic kind of... You know, the, I guess the tight-fitting black pants and, what is it, technically, is it a blouse that you call it, or what is the top part,
The very
like?
Tight black clothes she was wearing in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they sell for? They would have sold for the most, I assume?
So the jacket sold for $352,000, right? And the pants sold for $235,000 for a combined total, just that costume from Greece, $587,000.
Wow. I mean, when they filmed it, it looked like it was quite a hot day. They were sweating. They are quite tight.
Mm.
I hope they've been washed.
Well, Melbourne Cup day, of course. It's a good look.
What are you saying? Someone's going to rock up to Melbourne Cup dressed as Sandy from Greece.
Snow FM breakfast. Riding Harleys in Hawaii, Katy Perry there, right after the Kuma Motorfest as well. 8 minutes on the way to 9 at Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we've just kicked off November, which means Christmas is, just under 2 months away?
Yeah, counting down eight weeks?
Something like that.
Really?
So how early do you think is too early for like shops to start selling Christmassy merchandise and start playing Christmas music?
Well, for them, I think it's well known. November 1, it's just free game. Everything just starts happening.
I mean, some shops, February 1, they start selling Christmas stuff. They just really want to get in early.
I mean, Mariah Carey, she's just like waiting at the gates like the horses at Melbourne Cup. Just like...
It's time.
Ready to run. I mean, we're more partial to Bublé right here on Snow FM. Santa Claus is
coming. Ugh. Out of town. All right, is there any other Christmas songs you want to...
It's just too
early. Is Jingle Bells going to start playing through the thing there?
Nah.
No, but Simo, the reason we bring up Christmas is because one of Australia's biggest shops, they've got shops everywhere, including a couple in the Snowies,
right,
has released some Christmas items.
Okay.
However, it hasn't quite gone according to plan.
Serves them right, it's too early.
So this shop brought out a stubby holder, a Christmas-themed stubby holder to keep your drinks cold in this hot Australian Christmas we're having.
Obviously an Australian company. Well done.
I don't think there's much of a market for stubbies in, like, Iceland.
Nope.
Something like that. But the little issue that they had with it was that someone did not do the old spell check on the computer.
Oh, so there's words on this stubby holder?
Yes, there is. So there's words. It says Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Very sounds, stock standard.
Sounds fine.
I mean, if it was Easter, I'd question it, but it's not. It's Christmas, so it's fine.
Mm.
However, Christmas is traditionally spelt with one H.
Yes.
So C-H-R-I-S-T, mess.
Mm-hmm.
However, they decided to put an extra H in.
Oh, nailed it.
So we've got two H's. So instead of saying Merry Christmas, this stubby holder says the words Merry Christmas.
Yeah, they were clearly testing out the stubbies maybe while they were designing the graphic.
While consuming some beverages, which is normally kept in the stubbies. Yeah, does Christmas have one H or two? Let's just put three in. That's close enough.
Knocking back stubbies. Can't wait for Christmas. Jackie Chan on Snow FM now. She said she too young.